It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Good stuff from Mario and Pemba there. Always solid. Fox Sports Detroit knows everything there is to know about baseball. We appreciated him joining us. Good stuff. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Don't forget, you can become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. And also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick.
And if I could plug that too, go on the fan page on Facebook and check
out the videos.
I love
shameless plugs. Just keep going.
The videos that are on there, there's two from the press conference. Tom Izzo, you've got to listen to it. He takes a shot at the Cleveland Cavaliers because he's talking about Jim Schwartz, and he talked to him, and he says Jim Schwartz came through the worst losing streak in history, and he goes, well, not the worst one. There's currently some worse ones out there. Nobody really caught it, but I go, that's a shot.
I feel so bad for the Cleveland Cavalier fans, and I know we're going to do this bubble watch thing in a second.
Yeah. But
I feel so bad for him, not because LeBron left, but jeez, oh, Pete's, they are awful.
But then the other video, there's one, you'll think it's Kalen Lucas talking about Draymond Green's triple-double. It is interrupted by Draymond Green cramping up in the locker room, and he kind of laughs about it, but if you want to see a gigantic man in some serious pain about cramping, that video is the one to watch.
Have you ever cramped up when playing sports? It is the worst feeling in the world.
I almost drowned the last time I seriously cramped. I was swimming and my calf cramped in the deep end as I was about to make the turn for a lap, and I did not know what to do.
I think I'd rather get shot in the face than cramp up during a workout. Honestly, it's awful. Okay, let's talk a little bubble watch. And the reason I wanted to talk bubble watch today, I'm telling you, Michigan State still has a very good shot of making the tournament. And one of the reasons why they have such a good shot of making the tournament is that these extra four teams that are going in opens up new slots. Okay, last year you had 34 slots, okay, at large bid for 34 slots. Now this year you go from 65 to 68, which means now there are 37 slots. Okay? So, let's break this down, Scott. Okay? I'm going to work this breakdown. You do it with me and let's see if we can figure out exactly what Michigan State has to do to win, okay? Now, teams that are in, okay? I wrote this down, teams that are in, okay? Could lose every game for the rest of the year. I think there are 11 teams that are in for sure. Duke, Pitt, Notre Dame, Georgetown, Villanova, Louisville, Syracuse, UConn, basically all of the Big East, it seems like. You've got Kansas and Texas, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Purdue, Arizona, and then you've got BYU, San Diego State, Utah State, and St. Mary's. Now, that's more than 11 teams, but you have to keep in mind that conference championships will come into play, and a lot of these teams are going to get automatic bids, so you take them out of the equation. So, if we're talking worst-case scenario, that's 12 teams of the 37 slots are taken up out there. Okay? Now you go to teams that are very close. All right? I think North Carolina is very close. North Carolina is one or two games away.
If they would have held on to that lead against Duke, they'd be a lot closer to the in category.
Yeah, but they are very, very close. Out of the Big 12, I think you're talking Baylor and Texas A&M. Very, very close. Beat the teams you should beat down the stretch, and you're in. Out of the Big East, Cincinnati is very close. Okay, this is a team that has 19 wins on the year. As long as they finish 500, I can't imagine they're not going to get into the tournament. In the Big Ten, if Illinois takes care of business, I think Illinois is in. Out of the Pac-10, two teams that are very close are UCLA and Washington, but they do need to still win some games. Then the SEC has three teams. So overall, okay, what you need to know is there's 10 more slots there that are taken up. Okay,
those are the teams that are most likely kind of a big step above everybody towards
over a crappy team away from getting in. Okay, I haven't put them in because if they lose every game from here on out, they won't make the tournament. But they are very, very close to getting
in. Well, this year it's so strange because you don't have those teams you don't have a bunch of teams where you look at and you say, yes, yes, yes. And there's not the mid-major teams. That's what's throwing everything off. There's not so many great mid-majors that you can always think of. Like Gonzaga, you think, and you're like, yeah, they might not make it. Butler, last year,
Butler's
second,
in trouble.
They're not
even on the bubble. They're not even on the
right.
bubble. But so you look at that, okay? Now you're talking between 20 and 23 teams that have slots taken up, okay, out of 37. So let's go worst-case scenario. So 23 out of 37 slots are taken. So you got 14 slots left, correct? Okay. In my opinion, if you look at the standings, there are only 23 teams left vying for those 17 to 14 slots, okay? And not to mention, a lot of these teams are going to beat up on each other and end up eliminating each other, okay? I mean, I look at the ACC, which has 6 teams that are technically still alive. I have to think between Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Maryland, Boston College, Miami, 3 of those teams are getting eliminated, 3 are getting in. Do you disagree with that?
No, not really.
Okay, so we take that into consideration. So now you have 26 out of 37 slots taken up. Okay, then move to the Big East. Now, here's the big question mark. Where do we put St. John's? Because St. John's is 14-9, but they have wins this year over West Virginia, Georgetown, Notre Dame, Duke, and UConn.
Where do we put them, or where will they put them? Because let me tell you, they're going to be in because they've got that caliber of being able to knock off a high seed.
If they can stay 500 in the Big East. If they stay 500 in the Big East, and if you look at St. John's schedule, okay, they definitely have teams on there that they can stay 500 in the Big East. So let's say out of that, okay, out of the Big East, you get another 3 teams in, okay? Then out of the Big 12, you're talking another 1 or 2 teams in.
So we have 5, maybe 6 spots left.
Left, okay? Between the SEC and the Big 10. And some miscellaneous teams like Gonzaga and Temple, who I really think are the only ones who have a shot to get in. Okay? The Big 10, much like these other conferences, they're going to beat each other up. Because there's 3 teams left. There's Minnesota, Michigan, Michigan State. Now, Michigan has to beat Michigan State. If they don't sweep Michigan State, they don't have a case. Okay, so if Michigan State beats Michigan and beats Minnesota, who's in trouble right now too, I think Michigan State jumps both of them, okay, pending they don't get absolutely destroyed by Ohio State. I think Michigan State jumps both Michigan and Minnesota if they win those games because they'd have a sweep over Minnesota and they'd split with Michigan, who has no quality wins outside of Michigan State. I think Michigan State, regardless of record, gets in over those 2 Big Ten teams.
Yeah, and it was funny when you brought this up last night when we were talking, that they do have a legitimate chance, and I know, look back to where we've been the last couple of weeks of saying they don't really have a shot at making it, but in normal years, when we're talking 64-65 team,
oh, they wouldn't be in the running.
Right, and because they're so down, judging even towards last year, the year before that. But this year is so different, just broad-based college basketball. It's so different right now because there's really not a lot of teams that deserve. There's only about 68 teams that deserve to make
the tournament. I was just about to say, the bubble watch this year is not very interesting because the bottom line is there aren't enough teams that make a case outside of those 68. Now, maybe that was the purpose by the NCAA is to not have controversy. But I think that's partly what made college basketball so great was the bubble watch and keeping track of who had a shot, who should get in, who should not get in. And I think that really affects it when you get those 68 teams. Bottom line, Michigan State takes care of business against Michigan and Minnesota. They're going to win. Okay, coming up, we'll re-rack what's going on with the collective bargaining agreement. We'll also talk a little more NFL. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.